Sucker Punch is potentially a nerd's wet dream and a feminist nightmare. Emily Browning heads an almost totally female cast, doing action-packed, hypersexual things that should elicit all sorts of excited feedback, good or bad. Sucker Punch follows the character of Baby Doll, played by Emily Browning, who is institutionalized for a crime she didn't mean to commit. She then has a little under a week to escape the asylum before she is subjected to a nice, evidence-destroying lobotomy. Ouch. To do this, she uses a psychiatric technique to escape into her imagination, which allows her to figure out her situation through the lens of her mind's eye. That is where the real meat of the movie lies. Apparently, her imagination puts her in a schoolgirl outfit and high heels to deal with every single one of her problems, via samurai sword. It usually works, as orcs, dragons, robots, giant stone samurai, and steampunk zombie Nazis are no match for her mental swordplay. Yes, you heard me right. Steampunk zombie Nazis. But does that equal a great film? Most critics nationwide would say no. And for a movie with such impressive visuals, you have to admit, there are some pretty unimpressive mistakes being made on screen. The dialogue is pretty wooden, the acting is even more rigid, and overall it feels like the script could have used one more rewrite before shooting. But is it the abomination everyone is making it out to be? Absolutely not. This is a big, loud spectacle that was meant to be watched with your brain only half turned on. No pun intended. Even though the story has a metaphor or two going for it, and some twists, that elevates it from being just good old-fashioned stupid fun. If that's not your bag, neither is this movie. I would also recommend that you not take your kids or your local women's rights activists, because you can tell this was made for guys by a guy. If you don't like Zack Snyder either, director of 300 and Watchmen, or you're just the type to nitpick every single scene in a movie, this may very well be torment for you. But I recommend it if you just want to see some safe, over-the-top, crazy PG-13 violence. And girls in mech suits. Just saying. All in all, it's not exactly a sucker punch. It doesn't hit as hard or as unexpected as some may have hoped. But you'd be a sucker not to see it at least once. Or buy the soundtrack. But that's besides the point.